buzzed by that flying saucer right there in that next to the last verse. Come through here, and boy, that's a good thing. That was a blessing. Take your Bible, if will, to the book of 2 John. The book of 2 John. I want to preach to you tonight on that old commandment. That old commandment. I asked my wife, I told her what I was going to be preaching on. I said, what do you think that is? And she guessed. And I said, no, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's not the old commandment, right? So what do you think? Anybody want to take a guess? It's, you could win, nothing. But you could have the notoriety that you got the answer. That old commandment. Now, don't be looking through the scripture there and cheating, all right? Anybody know what that old commandment is? Well, you're going to find out. What a blessing. You'll learn something, all right? All right, take your Bible. 2 John, look at verse 5. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. A full reward. I'll be honest with you, I'm preaching tonight on something I like to preach on. I enjoy preaching on this subject. You said, why? Well, number one, the Bible says a lot about it. The Bible says a lot about it. Number two, Christians have trouble with it. We have trouble with it, all right? Look in verse 1. The Bible says, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth. And not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. Who's this book written to? This book's written to save people. This book's written to save people. And that old commandment, all right? That old commandment is that we love one another. We love one another. Hey, he's talking about God's people loving each other. Loving each other. And I say this, people have trouble with that, and we struggle with it. Some people would deny the accusation. They might say, hey, I don't have trouble loving other people. The only problem is your reputation and your performance and the things you do kind of say otherwise, all right? It's a sad thing. Sad thing. You know, when you look at it, that old commandment that we love one another, that's pretty simple on the surface, isn't it? Right. That we love one another. I mean, how hard is that? Well, the problem is not saying it. It's doing it. Amen. It's putting it into practice. So I want to preach to you tonight just a little bit on that old commandment, all right? We'll have a little preaching, a little Bible study, both in the going. I want you to see this. It's a repeated commandment. It is a repeated commandment. I have no idea. I've never tried to check it out, never studied it out. So I don't know what commandment is repeated the most in the Bible. I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. But the command to love one another is repeated a bunch of times. Go back to 1 John. That ought to be real easy to find from 2 John, all right? 1 John, would you? Chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, look at verse 11. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Then look, same chapter, down in verse 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. Go over to 1 John chapter 4, all right? Next chapter there, all right? Look at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Drop down there then into verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Amen. I hope y'all are getting the message, all right? Look at verse 12. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us.
Amen.
He said, man. Well, wait a minute. That's not all. Let's go back to the Gospel of John.
Amen.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Go to John chapter 13, all right? John chapter 13. This commandment's repeated a bunch of times in the Bible. John chapter 13, if you will. Look down in verse 34. John chapter 13, verse 34. Here's what the Bible says. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Now, wait a minute. I want to remind you again. The Lord Jesus Christ speaking there in John chapter 13. He's talking to believers. All right? He's talking to believers. Go to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Look at verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Here, there it is again. Verse 17, these things I command you. Guess what? That you love one another.
Amen.
That you love one another. Listen, that's at least nine times in the Bible, if I can count. That's at least nine times in the Word of God. God's given us a command and said you're to love one another.
Amen.
Now, I believe this with all my heart. When you raised your kids, all right, you raised your kiddos, how many times do you think you needed to tell them before they got the message? Now, at our house, we always told them five times. No, we didn't. Just once. Once. My dad strains that way. He said it that way. He said, man, if I tell you something, you do it. I mean, you know, don't say, huh? Don't ask what. Just do it. Just do it. And if God says something once, don't you think that's enough?
Amen.
But man, if he'll take the effort and go to the effort to give it to us nine times in the Scriptures, do you think he thinks it's important?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I think he believes it's important. He's said eight, nine times there. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure why God gives us that command so many times. I don't know, and I've thought about it. I thought, well, maybe it's because he knew how hard-headed we would be. Maybe it's because he knew how stubborn we are. The truth of maybe is maybe he just knew how disobedient we can be.
Right.
We can be. So he made it real plain. You ought to love one another. Now, listen, when you get real quiet, I'm thinking, what are y'all doing here, all right? Y'all must, I mean, we're landing it. Hey, the Lord had a reason for telling us.
Amen.
He had a reason for telling us. In my lifetime, I've seen things, and especially just recently, in the last 10 years or so, I'm amazed at how many times you have to tell people stuff.
Right.
In school, you tell kids, you know, we'll go over rules at school. We'll go over the same rules every year at school.
Right.
I've had kids that have been in school 7 or 8 years, and they break the rule, and they go, I didn't know that. All right, we've told you 8 times.
Right. Amen.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. That's the way it is. I see people today. You know, I don't know how you feel, folks. Look, I feel for people that get hurt. I feel people get shot. But you know, and a lot of this stuff is going on today in our country, and they're getting, really wanting to indict the police officers and everything. Yes, I know there's some that are bad. Yes, I understand that. They're humans. There's going to be some that are bad. But can I say this to you? You know what? If a police officer tells you to do something, you might ought to think about doing it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I mean, when I was a kid, the police officer said, do it. I did it. I grew up, my dad, when he'd get pulled over by a police officer, my dad always, he had a custom, he pulled over, parked the car, he got out and went to talk to the police officer.
Amen.
Well, I did that too, because that's what he did. But one of the last times I got pulled over, I went to get out and I heard the guy say, stay in your car. So you know what I did? Who do you think you are telling?
No.
No. I shut the door.
Yeah, right.
I stayed in the car.
Amen.
Hey, how many times do we have to be told things? God tells us nine times,
yep,
in the Word of God, you ought to love one another. You ought to love one another. why it happens so many times. I don't know. Maybe it's because love doesn't come natural. Look back in your Bible, Galatians chapter 5, would you? Galatians chapter 5. Notice what the Word of God says. Galatians chapter 5, verse 15. And just hear this verse, all right? The Bible says, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Look down the same chapter, verse 26. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. That provoking, have you ever provoked somebody? I've watched people provoke other people. I've seen people provoke dogs to come after them. Isn't it a shame that the Bible would even have to tell us that if you bite and devour one another? Isn't it a shame?
Amen.
The Word of God have to say that to God's people.
Amen.
Warn us against it. Look over in Titus chapter 3, would you? Titus chapter 3. Look, these verses are in the Bible. They're there for a reason. God knew we needed it, all right?
Yeah.
Here it is. For we ourselves, Titus 3, verse 3, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, now hear me, hateful and hating one another. My soul. Maybe God knew what he was doing when he put it in the Bible 9 times. Maybe he's just looking at us. And I want to say this, regardless of how you feel about it, the command is to love one another. That is God's command. It is a repeated command. But I want to point out this, and this is something I really, as I was studying for the message that the Lord, I feel like he kind of showed me some things here. It's a revealing command. A revealing command. The problem with most folks is what we think constitutes love. Go back to 2 John, all right? What we think constitutes love is this. It is maybe a hug, an affectionate pat, and the utterance of 3 words. Well, I love you. Let me give you a little hug. A little pat on the back. There she is. That's proof.
There it is.
What could be more obvious? How much I love you. I said the words. I embraced you and I patted you on the back. Come on. Wait a minute. That's not everything's needed.
No, sir.
I want you to notice what the Bible said there in 2 John chapter, that first chapter in verse 6. Notice what it says. And this is love. That we walk after his commandments.
Amen.
Can I say to you, doesn't that suggest a lot more than a hug, a pat, and 3 words? Doesn't that suggest more? You said, preacher, he's just talking about loving him. That's not what it says.
No, sir. Amen.
The context here is not loving God, it's loving one another.
Amen.
It's loving each other. Okay? You said, preacher, who do you think's guilty tonight? I don't think any of you are.
Amen.
But I don't want us to be guilty, all right? Hey, listen, I'm convinced with all this within me, this world's dying going to hell because nobody loves them.
That's right. Amen.
Nobody loves them. And people step into a church and nobody loves them.
Right.
Nobody loves them. It's as if nobody cares.
Right.
It's just that way. Hey, I believe from this scripture that a whole lot more than usually thought is suggested by the Word of God. Look again at that little phrase. This is love that we walk after his commandments. That word commandments is plural.
Amen.
This is love, not that we obey one commandment. But there's more than one. It's plural, all right?
Amen.
So what in the world is he talking about? Well, I don't know, I want you to take your Bible. Let's look a little bit tonight, would you?
Amen.
Would you just look a little bit with me tonight? I think the first one is a dead giveaway, all right? Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Man, this one here, I don't think anybody ought to say, that's not necessary if you're going to love somebody. Yeah, I believe everybody would have to say, okay, yeah, that's important.
Amen.
There in Ephesians 4, the last verse. And be ye kind one to another.
Amen.
And be ye kind one to another.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If you're not kind to somebody, you love them? You love somebody that you're unkind to?
No.
I think you'd have a hard time making that argument, don't you?
Sure.
We're unkind. Really? You love them? Well, yeah, but I don't have to treat them right, do I? Be unkind. Hey, you know what? We can be kind. That's on purpose. That's on purpose. That is whether it's deserved or not. Whether it's deserved or not. We hear the phrase, random acts of kindness. I've said it before, not too long ago. Our acts of kindness should be pretty often. There ought to be some random acts of kindness. Why? Because we love each other. Because we love other believers. We love them. Hey, listen, we're not just talking about the lost world. We're talking about each other. We can't get along. We can't. God's people can't get along with each other. Well, did you hear what they said? Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Look at the rest of Ephesians 4, verse 32. And be ye kind one to another. And there's a word there that don't you wish wasn't in the Bible. Forgiving one another. Now, preacher, you're pushing this love thing a long ways. If I've got to forgive people.
Yes, sir.
I sat down not too long ago. Had about two or three sessions with a couple that was getting married, and I had agreed that I would perform that ceremony, but I said, I want to talk to you a little bit.
Amen.
And one of the things I talked to them about is I said, if you're going to make this marriage last, you're going to have to learn to forgive each other. You're going to have to learn to forgive each other. And I said in that meeting, I said, you can forgive whether you're asked to forgive or not.
Amen.
Never forget, the bride-to-be said, I need to remember that. I need to remember that's really good. You know what? It is good we remember. We don't have to be asked to forgive. I'm not doing it. I'm carrying this grudge at least for a couple of weeks. Hey, listen. The Bible says these commandments. It's that old commandment that you love one another. And this is love.
Amen.
To keep my commandments. Hey, you want love? Love is being kind to people, and it's forgiving people. It's forgiving people. They sat in my pew. I don't care. We can forgive. They did it on purpose.
Amen.
I a couple of weeks ago, I think, within the last couple of weeks, I drove up and parked in the place I don't normally park, in the parking lot.
Right. Amen.
I think it's Brother Hawkins got after me. He said, that's not your parking place. Hey, you know, he was kidding. But, you know, there's people, it amazes me, boy. God's people can't or won't forgive each other. It's not can't, we won't. But if you talk about loving each other, that's forgiving. You have to forgive. You have to forgive. I don't care. So you don't know what they did. Well, I want to ask you this. A great example for forgiveness is our Lord. And look what they did to him. When he was hanging on the cross, he said, Father, forgive most of them. No, that's not what he said. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, I know, I can hear you. Preacher, they knew what they were doing. It's okay, you can forgive. You can forgive. You really want to display love, you learn to forgive people. Forgive people. We've been there long enough. We'll move along. Ephesians chapter 4. Would you look in verse 2? Verse 2. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. Here's some other things. I believe these are involved in real love. The Bible says, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. over to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Would you flip over there with me tonight? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. All right. Colossians chapter 3, not verse 1, verse 13. Verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Forbearing one another. I believe forbearing and forgiving go hand in hand. I believe they're joined there. But sometimes you can forgive without being very forbearing, all right? Forbearing means patient. Long-suffering. Long-suffering. Remember when the Lord told his disciple, you need to forgive 70 times 7? That's forbearance. That's forbearance. Hey, willing to indulge that other one and realize, you know what? I need to keep forgiving. I need to keep forgiving. I need to be long-suffering. Well, it's the third time they did it. So why are you keeping score? Why are you keeping score? Forbearing one another. Why? Because you love them. You see, that's proof of love. That is love in action, all right? I'm willing to forbear you. I'm willing to forgive you. I'm willing to be kind to you. Those things are part of love. They're a part of love. Let's keep going, all right? It's already getting deep, all right? Galatians chapter 5. Would you go back to Galatians chapter 5? Look in verse 13 with me, all right? Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Notice what the Bible says. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Amen. Serve one another. Hey, we're talking about selfless. Selfless. You realize the scripture says, let each esteem other just a little bit lower than you. No, that's not what it says. The Bible says, let each esteem others better than themselves. We ought to be willing to serve one another. Hey, can I help you? Can I help you? How much it going to cost? Nothing, because I love you. Because I love you. I'm willing to serve you. Willing to serve. Why? It's just what people do when they love. Listen, husbands and wives, I hope you love each other. Husband and wife, surely I hope you love each other. If you do, do you resent having to serve your spouse? Now, I give my wife a hard time. On the rare occasions when I really do something, I tell her, I have to do everything around here. I just want to make sure she doesn't miss the one time when I do something, all right? So I'm kind of be careful about that, you know? Hey, listen, you know what? We ought to serve one another. Serve one another. Man, there have been many times, boy, when she broke that ankle, man, I nearly resigned, okay? There were things need to do. Said, you want to? Well, of course not. I didn't like doing it, but they needed to be done. They needed to be done. And why? It's because I loved her. I'm going to tell you, if I hadn't loved her, I said, do it yourself. Get somebody else. But we don't mind serving. You say, well, that's my husband. That's my spouse. That's my wife. Yeah, I know. But you know what? That is evidence. You know what? I love you. That's an evidence. That is an evidence that says beyond a shadow of a doubt, I don't mind serving you. Amen. Don't mind doing it. Why? Because I love you. Because I love you. Hey, listen, do you get the picture? The Bible picture of love is a lot more than three words, a hug and a pat. It goes in depth. It goes in depth. I'll serve you, all right, selflessly. It goes further. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, look at verse 2. Would you look at verse 2 with me? Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Can I say this to you? Nobody in this church ought to have to bear their burden alone. Amen. Nobody in this church ought to have to bear their burden alone. The truth is, we know other God's people, they shouldn't have to bear their burden alone, whatever it is. Hey, I'll help you. I'll help you carry that burden, all right? I'm with you. I'll pray with you about it. I'll be concerned about it. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I ask you to pray for North Valley Baptist Church. That's out in California. You say, but that's in California. Then people get what they deserve living out there. I'll tell you, those are Christian brothers and sisters in Christ standing for what's right, doing what they should. We ought to help bear the burden. We ought to help bear the burden. We ought to let them know, hey, you're not alone out there, all right? You're not alone. We need to stand together, all right? Bear one another's burdens. You with me? Why? Because that's what love does. That's what love does. Look in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Remember the last person you said, I love you to, that wasn't your spouse? Did you really love them? Do you really love them? Are they matching up in these things right here the Bible's talking about? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18. The Bible says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Comfort one another with these words. Now, if you look up above those words, it's talking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these words are read oftentimes at the graveside at a funeral. I've read them multitudes of times at the graveside at a funeral because it is a tremendous promise from the Word of God. And as far as I'm concerned, there is nothing more comforting when you're standing at the graveside of a loved one than to realize one of these days that grave's going to open. That grave's going to open. I've stood at the graveside of Mom, my dad, my aunt, my uncle, and many other family members, dear friends, people I love. And it's a comfort to know, hey, this temporary. This temporary. They're not here. Just the body's here. But even then, one of these days, that grave's going to open. The Bible says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Can I say this to you? You don't just have to comfort people at death. Sometimes people need comfort at other times. How good it is for you to be able to stand with them and say, you know what, I've been where you are. I've been where you are. And I just want you to know, hang in there, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And I'll help you until it does. I'll be there. So that's bearing that burden, okay? That's helping them out, comforting them. Why? Because we love them. Because we love them. That's why. We'll just say to them, look, I'll comfort you. You're brokenhearted. You see little kids crying. I don't know if kids crying affect you or not, but I see kids crying, and, man, it breaks me up sometimes. See them just, they're weeping like the world done come to an end. And they just want somebody to comfort them a little bit. Just comfort them a little bit. Oh, my soul, how God's people ought to do that for each other, or to comfort each other. I know, hey, you're going through a hard time, been there. Sometimes they're going through something you can honestly say, I have no idea what that's like. I just want you to know I'm here. I love you. I do anything I can to help you. And that hurt, that pain, it'll lessen. It may take some time. But until it quits hurting, I'll still be with you. And by the way, I'll be with you after it quits hurting. Comfort one another. Comfort one another. You still there in 1 Thessalonians? Look in chapter 5. Chapter 5. Look down in verse 11. Verse 11, the Bible says, wherefore comfort yourselves together. And then it says, and edify one another, even as also you do. Edify one another. Edify. You know, we've made it a big thing now. If somebody were to say to a child, you know, and say, well, you're just stupid. You can't do anything right. We'd be horrified, right? How in the world, what'd you talk to a child like that for?
Amen.
Wait a minute. That edifying is the opposite of that.
Amen.
That's tearing somebody down. To edify one another is to build them up.
Right.
To strengthen them.
Amen.
To strengthen them. That's what we ought to do. That's what we ought to do. Man, I want to build people up. I've got no interest in tearing folks down.
Amen.
I'd like to see them built up. I'd like to see them built up in the faith. I'd like to see them built up, man, to be able to get up and walk and take it on. When I raised my children, that one day when they left the house, I wanted them to be able to stand on their own feet.
Amen.
Handle what life gave them.
Amen.
And ready to face it, you know. And don't come back. We've sold your bedroom. I would never said that. But you know what? I did want to build them up. I wanted them to be ready for life.
Amen.
I wanted them to know that. You know, what's wrong with trying to edify other believers? What's wrong with trying to strengthen them? Boy, we see folks come in and they get saved. They're baby Christians.
Amen.
Do not expect them to act like a mature believer that's grown in the faith for 40 years.
Amen.
They're growing. They need some help. They need you to strengthen them.
Amen.
Need you to edify them. Help them along.
Right.
Help them along. You know why? Because that's proving you love them. That's why. That's proving you love them. Well, I'd rather just pat them on the back, hug them, say, I love you. Yeah, I know that's cheap, easy way out. But that's not the real thing. That is not the real thing. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. Man, there's a lot of things here I believe is involved in loving people, all right? Hebrews chapter 3. I want you to notice what the Bible says in verse 13. Verse 13, Hebrews chapter 3. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Exhort one another daily. To exhort, all right? That's really encourage, to push them along. Hey, I'm pulling for you. It's also to say, hey, do right, be right, stay right.
Yes,
it's don't quit.
Amen.
Don't quit, except quit that sin, all right?
Yes.
Stay away from that. That's exhorting one another. You know, I don't want you to get the idea that there's nothing negative in love. There is. Real love will come along and say, hey, don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that. Hey, that's exhorting one another. Why? Because I love you. I want to tell you something. I stand up here and preach the way I preach because I love you. And there are some things that are negative that have to be said, and some of them are hard to say. But they need to be said because you need to do right. You need to do it. You need to exhort one another. Hey, that's the job we're to do. Now listen. That doesn't mean come down on somebody with both feet, okay? And then you get them down, kick them a few times and say, I'm just trying to tell you what you're doing's wrong, all right? Well, I probably didn't need that to get the message across, all right? You with me? Exhort one another. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. By the way, just to give you some encouragement, this is the last on my list, okay? You can say, whew, I think we'd ever get to the end here. Hebrews 10, 24. And let us consider one another to provoke, wait a minute though, unto love and to good works.
Amen.
Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Amen.
You know, I talked to you earlier about provoking people. Most of the time when we provoke people, some of you do it on the freeway. When you cut folks off. Or you do like some people I know and you won't let somebody in. None of y'all have ever done that, have you? I've only done it when the person deserved it. I promise, okay?
Amen.
I've only done it when they deserved it. Hey, we provoke people. But how about provoking them unto love and to good works? How about that? How about that? Would you just go back there to 2 John? Would you look there again? And this is love, that we walk after His commandments. This is love, that we walk after His commandments. Be ye kind, forgiving one another, forbearing, to serve one another, to bear one another's burdens, to comfort one another, to edify one another, to exhort one another, to provoke one another to good works. Can I say this to you? That's the Bible example of love. That is the Bible example of love. I just want to ask you, is your love biblical, or is it just the popular version, which is really just a cheap imitation of the real thing? You know, we've seen too much of Hollywood love. Man, the biggest part of the stars, if you will, in Hollywood are in love in a revolving door basis. You know, I love you, and I just don't love you anymore, so we're going to another one. And we're tired of you, so moving on. I want to say this to you. They never loved each other to begin with. They never loved each other to begin with. You remember those words that used to be in wedding ceremonies? For better or for worse, in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer, till death do you part. Man, I want to tell you, there's a lot of people today, they say that, but they don't mean that. They don't mean that. But can I say this to you? You don't have to marry other believers. Now, you ought to never marry an unbeliever. But I say this to you. As God's people, we're to love one another. The biblical description of that love. We're to love them. That means we put up with some things. We forbear. We put up. I'm tired of it. Me too. I can't begin to tell you. I'll just give you this illustration. I'll be done. I can't begin to tell you how many times I visited Jesse West and Carol West. They were members of the church. Carol grew up in the church. Jesse came along, found a good thing, married her. And I was able to witness him. He got saved. He married her. And man, their church going was on again, off again, on again, off again. I can't begin to tell you how many times I drove to Newark, pulled up in their driveway, got out, had Great Danes. You know, they weren't vicious, but holy cow, they can stand on four legs and lick you in the face, right? So, I mean, you got to wade through the Great Danes and get to the house, you know, and, hey, preacher, how you doing? Come on in. You're never going to guess why I'm here. Oh, you want me to come to church? Yeah, I'd like for, man, I've been missing you, you know. Listen, I don't know how many times I trekked out there. I wore out at least one set of tires if you put it all together. You say, why'd you do it? Forbearing one another in love. I love those people. I love those people. You know, we're too big a hurry sometimes with God's people to cut people off. We're in too big a hurry to cut people off. Cut them off. And say, well, they'll never do anything for you. Well, Christ died for them. I don't care if they ever do anything for me or not. Christ died for them. God help us to see that old commandment, all right, that old commandment is one we need to work on. We need to work on, all right. I want to say this to you. You may not be best at anything. You may not be the best at anything. You come to church and you say, I really can't sing that good. That's okay. You say, well, I can't play an instrument. That's okay. Sorry. Well, God didn't call me to preach, so I can't preach. Can't teach Sunday school class. I can't. Let me say this to you. You can love as good as anybody. if you want to. As a matter of fact, you could decide in your life, ain't nobody going to outlove me. Just nobody going to outlove me. And you can do that. Now, it might mean you've got to give up some of your honoriness. It might mean you have to back off a little bit on your stubborn. May have to tamp on your pride a little bit. But you can love as good as anybody if you want to. And I believe the Lord wants us to do that. Look, He did tell us 9 times we're to love one another. We're to love one another. Well, preacher, I did. I patted him on the back, gave him a hug, and I said, I love you. Whoopee. Whoopee. There's more to it than that, all right? More to it than that. Heavenly Father, would you help us tonight? Lord, would you help us see the truth of the Scripture? That this matter of loving people goes way beyond a few words and an affectionate gesture. But Lord, it really involves all of us, everything we have, to do what we need to do. That being kind, forbearing, forgiveness, comforting. Lord, just go on and on, exhorting, edifying. All of those things, we're to put them into practice. Lord, would you help us? Would you help us to love people the way we should? Lord, surely we can love other Christians. We can love other Christians. They're not perfect, but you've commanded us to love them, and we ought to do it. Who knows, Lord, if we'd love the way we should, might change them. Might change the way they are. Would you just help us do that tonight? With every head bowed and every eye closed, hey, is your love what it ought to be? Is your love what it ought to be? Or is it more show than it is substance? Your love for the other believers, other people, what is it? Would you think about it? Anybody say, preacher, I needed it. Would you pray for me? Slip your hand up. I needed that. Would you just thank Him? I appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you. I need it. God bless you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for those hands that have gone up. Would you help us to learn how to love the way we should and be the people we ought to, Lord, to provoke others to good works. Love one another the way we should. Lord, would you just help First Baptist Church, Haltom City, to be marked by Spirit and a people that love other people. A lot of people in this old world need somebody to love them. Would you help us to be those that will and do? First, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's good to have you tonight. God bless you. Don't forget now, if some of you got a little muscle, and if you could help move some things out of the nursery, it'd be a blessing.